Here we go. Learn Shmuel Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvain Nasan. The Siva Shalom Parshas Vaschanan Shabbos Nachemu Page Mem Aleph and Mem Babes. Here we go. He quotes the Meir Maron Hasar Kodesh Malkavet Zuchus Genaleno on the pasuk Ala pasuk Nachemu Nachemu Ami. Right, the beginning of the of Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu proclaims the Navi proclaims to the Ribbono Shel Olam, comfort, comfort my nation. Hisnachmu bazesh atem imi, ami. Says the Rebbe Malkovitz. What's the Ribbono Shel Olam really saying? Get nechama, get comfort in these days of darkness. But now the days of darkness are over. You need the 7 weeks of comfort. What's the comfort? That you're still mine. That I only took my anger on a building in stones. Va'az yomar alokeichem kadosh baruch hu yomar ani alokeichem shebanim atam hashem alokeichem. Ah, beautiful. He says that why does the end of the pasuk say yomar ani hashem alokeichem? The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to tell us. He wanted to be memramis of the pasuk that we just saw last week. Yodah Araf in Dvarim that banim atam hashem alokeichem. You're my children. K'mashikaz maran azar kadosh mislanim. He quotes another slanim of Rabbi. Famous machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When do we consider the Ribbono Shel Olam's children? Rabbi Yehuda says only when we do Ratzon Hashem. But Rabbi Meir tells us no. Even when we mess up, we're still Hashem's children. And we said last week the Kubrina Rebbe tells us that it's a mitzvah lefarsim this halacha. Right? The Rashba brings it down. La halacha we usually pass in life. Rabbi Yehuda and the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. They're here we pass them like Rabbi Meir. Kach kach nikrabanim. Whether they're doing the right thing or not, they're always my children. The greatest comfort that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to the Jewish people is that we're still his nation. Though we're in the lowest of lows, the biggest comfort a Jew could get when he knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with him. And he could always return to Hashem. And he can and he always will be there for us. When a Jew has this recognition that they are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, it's the biggest Musar, it's the biggest Chizik. What does he explain that pasuk? Shehamoyser shekadosh baruch hu omer Yehudi hu, harei bini ata ben hamamelech. My son, Jew, you're a son of the king. Al timas. What does it mean? Don't discourage yourself. Al timas atzmucha benahaga sheina olam asutcha. You're a prince. You're a princess. You're royalty. Ki ben hamelech tzarchus nana cheres b'chan hagusof. You're better than this, right? Whenever we tell. We have a teenager issue. The one way to tell them is you're punished for this or that, we should say, you're better. You know who you are, you're a Jew. You represent the Kadosh Baruch, you represent the King. Do you know who you are? K'may Maran Harav Rashlomo V'Karlin Zuchus Zagin Aleinu Ki Agarua B'Yosek Hashir Yehudi Shochech Shehu Ben HaMelech. The worst thing that a Jew could do, the worst, is that he could forget that he's a son of the King. Aval Kishiyish Lo Esakar Shehu Ben HaMelech. But when a Jew realizes that he's a prince and a girl realizes that she's the princess and she's direct access to the king, but you could always return. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we could always return to our father. And this is exactly why the pasuk says Nachemu Nachemu twice. Ki diisa b'svarim hakadoshim, quotes the svarim, shu kineged hakazov. Anochi astir astir pana bayamahu. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I hide myself in a hidden way on that very day. Shagamgin nichbal beis pamim hester astir. Right? Why does it say twice there astir astir? And that's actually where the Gemara. This is the pasuk where the Gemara learns out Megillas Esther. Where is Esther found in the Torah? Esther number 9 in the Torah from this pasuk. Torah Nun Hey Rabbi Nachman. Shagamgin nichbal beis pamim hester astir. Because sometimes in life there are two types of hester, of confusion, of closeness, of hiddenness. Yesh hester shayitzahar mefata yehudi lasos neged ratzon Hashem. There's one Yetzirah, there's one darkness and confusion where the Yetzirah seduces a Jew to do a certain act, which is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Ach yesh hester panim gadol mizeh. There's a great other hester, the Yetzirah, that's much greater than just doing the sin. Astir panai bayamahu. What's panai? That I should hide my face? Sheyehudi eino margish hu ben amelech. Ooh. Beautiful. Then what's the ultimate goal of the Yetzirah? It's not for the sin. It's for the atzvas after. It's for the... How could you put on tefillin after? You know what you did last night? No. Shehudi eino margish. That's the Yetzirah's goal. It's not just the sinning. It's the after effect. That he realizes that he's thrown away, that you're out. You can't go into the king anymore. You can't go into your father. That's the even worse, says the Nesiv HaShalom. Worse than the sin is the after effect, the result of the sin. When a Jew feels the worst Yitzhahara is when he doesn't feel like he's the prince or the princess. Because when the Yitzhar just gets us to sin, we're able to do tshuva. You messed up, okay, move on. But what does the Yitzhar do? But when you have the deeper Yitzhar, not the sin, the after effect, the sadness, the depression, the confusion, the gloom, the darkness, that's even worse. The Rebbeinu Shem says two times Nachmu, because the two times of Astir, the two times of Yitzhara, the sin and the result of the sin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Nachmu Nachmu Ami, Hanachamihi Shatem Ami Vani Alokechem. The Nachama, the comfort is that I'm yours and you are mine. Shabanim Atem Hashem Alokechem, and you're still my children. The Hamayel Shabanim who Shetame Bechol Matzavim Him Nisharim Banim Afil in Misrach Levechatu. Even if you messed up, you always got your father's text message. You always got direct access. Direct access, even when you mess up. Yisugi had Kesharim Sheichol Nishtanas V'Shach Behem Hashlocha. Aval Ben Hu Mitzios Nitzchis Shekayemes Lo Olam Ve'Enem Yichal Nishtanos. A son is a son forever. You can't change that. You can't adopt out of a family. Shloi tochen sheben yachdam liyos ben. You can't leave the status of a son. V'zui hanachama shekadosh baruch hu menachem es Yisrael yoymar alokeichem shebikach v'kach nikra b'kru yibonim. Isn't this what the Rebbeinu Shem is telling us? That either way, you're my bonim. Yoymar alokeichem. He says his maram is to the ani asher bonim atam hashem alokeichem. That either way, you're my children. The Yehudi tzorach lechazik atmo. The Jew has to realize that at the end of the day, we're always one with the Rebbeinu Shem. You can always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu because we're the Ben Melech. We're the status of the son of the king. So important. How many times nowadays when people are sin? It's not just the sin he wants. He wants the after effect. Reminds me of a story that Rabbi Pesach Kron likes to say. My wife told me this. One of the first Yom Kippurs that we were married, so she told me, the story goes is that there was a guy in his teenage years who got very, very wealthy very quickly, and he decided he was going to leave the house, and he was going to join, he was going to college. What happened was, you know what happens when you make it big. Macaulay Culkin, you forget your parents, you know Macaulay Culkin, I'm alone. Forget your parents, you make it big. And this guy made it big. I don't know what he... Let's say he created some app, whatever. Next thing you know, he marries a non-Jew. He has a whole non-Jewish family. And this guy's rolling in the dough. Rolling! What happens, how the story goes? He made a couple of bad decisions. His wife leaves him. Takes all the kids. And he has like this down deep feeling like he's so embarrassed to reach out to his parents. And he tells his parents, I'm coming in on a train. And I'm too nervous to get off the train, but if you would take me back, I guess he's in his 30s by now, just put a white flag by the train station, and then I know. And he gets to one, he's like five stops away. A guy on the train looks like he's very, very nervous. Comes over to him, and the guy tells him the whole story, how he made it big. He told his parents about the flag. He's so nervous. three stations away, two stations, finally pull up to the station, and he doesn't see any flag by the station. He sees hundreds of flags by the station. And he gets off the train, and his parents told him that a son is a son forever. And you might have messed up in the past, but a son is a son forever. And I think that's exactly what the Nesiv HaShalom is telling us here. A son, a daughter, is a son and daughter forever. No matter what we do to the Rabbanu Shalom, we can never ever lose that status of a child to return to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's what the Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu is. The Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu is to realize that we have this everlasting connection with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's the eternal connection of a child to a parent. And Bez Hashem, if the more we do this, the more we feel it, the more we spread it, then we'll have the true Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu Bez Hashem.